I'm Glenn Rawson, and welcome. April 27th, 1870. Samuel and Amanda Chambers arrived in Salt Lake City. They quickly found a home, and Samuel began working at a sawmill in Big Cottonwood Canyon. They were taken in by the saints and welcomed. Now, considering that this is a missionary-minded church and gathered from all over the world in those days, their arrival would not have been terribly unusual, except that Samuel and Amanda Chambers were black, and therein lies a wonderful story. Sam Chambers was born a slave May 21, 1831, in Pickens County, Alabama. He grew up an orphan after his mother was sold by slave traders. Then in 1844, Mormon missionaries came into the area proselyting. Samuel, then 13 years old, attended their street meetings and was converted. A nighttime baptism soon followed. And that was it. He would not have any further contact with the church for 26 years. Yet somehow, this good man never lost his faith. Following the Civil War, Samuel and Amanda, his wife, were now free. They wanted to emigrate to Utah. Finally, with a simple ox-drawn wagon, they journeyed to Salt Lake and joined the saints. Samuel would later say, "I did not come to Utah to know the truth of the gospel, but I received it away back where the gospel found me." Then in May 1873, church leaders sought to strengthen the deacons' quorum throughout the Salt Lake Valley. Men and boys were ordained and trained to fill those responsibilities, much of which involved such things as care and cleaning of the ward meeting houses. Though he did not hold the priesthood, Samuel was invited to participate. And he did so willingly and gratefully, giving dedicated service for many years. "I have joy," he said, "in cleaning up and whatever I am called to do." In 1874, he was given a patriarchal blessing. In it, he was promised he would live a long life and his name would be held in remembrance among the saints. By 1878, Sam and Amanda had begun to farm and grow fruit in the southeast end of the Salt Lake Valley. Before he was through, Samuel Chambers owned 30 acres and was recognized as an authority on fruit growing. They built a comfortable home and they prospered. Sam and Amanda paid their tithing faithfully. And when donations were sought to build the Wilford Ward Building in 1902, few members matched the $200 donated by Sam and Amanda. In his later years, Samuel was invited to meet with the high priests. Regularly and powerfully, Samuel bore his testimony of the gospel. One who heard him said, "like an apostle." Samuel developed a reputation as a defender of the faith. He was unwilling to tolerate criticism of the church and its leaders. And those who were visitors to Sam and Amanda's lovely home often received a copy of the Book of Mormon. Samuel passed away November 9th, 1929, 4 years after his Amanda. He was 98 years old and true and faithful to the very end. It is written, "Jesus doeth not anything save it be for the benefit of the world. For he loveth the world, even that he layeth down his life that he may draw all men unto him. Wherefore he commandeth none that they shall not partake of his salvation. He inviteth them all to come unto him and partake of his goodness. And he denieth none that come unto him, black and white, bond and free, male and female, and he remembereth the heathen, and all are alike unto God."